Welcome back to Mountain Money. We are going to go directly from the world of chocolate to the world of bicycling. After you've had those chocolate bars, you may feel the need to go out and get some exercise. And fortunately, we have with us in the studio this morning, Nicole Feinberg, the owner of Wasatch E-Bikes, a new bike shop in Midway, where I think your predominant line are these Magnum electric bikes. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about electric bikes in general before we sort of segue into a discussion of the Magnum bike.
So electric bikes are basically a regular bike. You can get out there, you can pedal regularly, but they're going to add some assist and some fun along with it. So you have the option of regular gearing, you have the option of using a throttle, and you can use that to pedal or not, and you have 5 levels of pedal assist. So you're going to get your exercise while pedaling, but getting some help up those hills.
Now, how long has this product been popular? Been around?
About 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. And we see them. We see them on the streets. Do you also see them on the trails?
In Midway, you're going to see them on the trails. In Park City, we're staying away from that a little bit on the single track, but anywhere else in town, they are allowed.
So in Midway, they're on the dirt trails as well?
You are allowed, yep. Oh. You can take your mountain bike, which we rent, out into Soldier Hollow, Dutch Hollow, or just all around town.
So tell us a little bit about, you mentioned that in Midway you have mountain bikes. Traditionally, I know that the e-bikes were basically, you know, standard suspension, no real suspension. Tell us a little bit about the electric mountain bike.
So the electric mountain bike is going to offer front suspension. We do have one that has front suspension and a hardtail. We also have a full suspension bike. With those, you're going to get all the electric features as well, but you're going to be able to go up into the mountains, get a little bit more center of gravity, but get the help to get people back out on the trails who maybe can't do it anymore or are just getting into it.
So do I need to plug an e-bike in? How does it work?
So they're going to last, the battery's going to last you about 20 to 50 miles per charge. It's going to depend on the weight of the rider, terrain, and how hard you're working. After you use that battery, you can still pedal if you run out. You're probably not going to run out, but if you do. And then you can take that battery home, plug it into a standard wall plug. It's going to take about 2 to 4 hours to charge from completely dead.
So if you use an e-bike to commute to work, let's say your commute's anywhere from 5 to 10 miles, then you can bring it into work with you, the battery. It detaches?
Yep.
And then take it to work, plug it in, and then you're ready to go home by the end of the day. I'm
guessing. Absolutely. Yeah. So most of the time, if it's a short commute, you don't even have to recharge it. If you've used it a lot or you're going to do a bigger ride home, you can definitely take that battery in, plug it in, and just put it back on when you're ready to go.
It may speak to how short my rides are, but my own experience with the electronic bike is even when I've taken it out for a really long ride, there's still plenty of juice left. I mean, they do last a while.
What's the price range?
So with the Magnum, it's going to go from about $1,499 to $2,300.
And for e-bikes in general, how much can you spend on an e-bike?
You can spend up to about $6,000.
Holy moly. And what's the difference between the $1,500 and the $6,000?
Mostly it's going to be an established brand versus a newer brand, or the components that come on that bike, the battery, the motor, the sizes that come with it. When you get a bigger battery and a bigger motor, it's going to be a little more pricey, but it's going to last you longer. It's going to work for a significantly more time.
Nicole, do I remember that the tariffs, the China tariffs, did that play a role in the pricing of e-bikes?
It definitely did. So our prices at my other store in Park City, which is Pedego, went up about $300 when the tariffs happened. So it's been tough.
So we're talking about the Midway store, which is a Magnum brand. Tell us a little bit about the Magnum brand. How long has it been around?
So Magnum's been around for about 4 years now. They're a local brand, so they're based out of Salt Lake, which is really nice for us. It's something that we truly believe in. It's a very good bike for the price point that it's at. And it gives us the safety of knowing that if there's something that happens, if something goes wrong, we can get that fixed for you. And they're right down the street. They're going to take care of it.
Did Magnum start as cargo bikes?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
And how many storefronts do they have now for distribution?
I think they probably have around 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only sole Magnum dealer in Utah.
Oh, in Utah.
Yeah.
Wow. And again, tell us a little bit, you know, since you do have both stores, talk to us just a little bit about the difference between the two brands.
So basically, Pedego is a very established brand. They're nationwide. There's going to be a Pedego in almost every state, if not more than one. So if you travel with that bike, you're going to have somebody to take care of it no matter where you are. They have top-of-the-line components and about 18 different models with tons of different colors and styles to choose from. where Magnum is a local brand. They are amazing. Still a really great bike, but a less expensive price point. And the components aren't as top of the line, but still wonderful. You're going to get everything with both.
As a new business, and one of the things that's interesting is earlier this morning we had a guest to talk about brand loyalty and how is it that you create a loyalty dynamic with customers. As a new operation in Midway, what are you doing to create an identity within the community about the new store and attract customers? We're a business show, so I'm always interested in what are your marketing plans?
So we opened up with a big sale, and our goal with that was to get as many locals out there on their own bike. Once the locals start getting out and doing transportation on their bike instead of their car, people are going to see that. They're going to question what that is, how they're doing it, and how they can show up to work looking nice but still get a workout on the way home. So we have a lot of people. We're trying to get people from the chamber and people in town that work in the businesses to ride their bike to work, but we're also renting to everybody. So when people come in to visit, we have rentals. You can take the whole family or just go by yourself. You can get all around town. It's a bikeable, walkable town in Midway that nobody wants to bike or walk. So add some electric. You're going to get from Midway to Heber and back, no problem, and go explore the town.
Are there non-sort of challenging, non-technical bike paths where I can come into Midway with young kids, rent a few bikes, and have a good place to explore?
Absolutely. So we've got regular cruising bikes. If you're not into the mountain biking, we have kids trailers and kids attachments, so we can get the whole family out there, and we can give you options to just check out some of the iconic things in town and some of the new places to go.
We talked about the price points on the purchase of bikes. Let's talk about the daily rentals. What do those kinds of price points look like?
So a rental's going to go for 25 or 30 per hour, 65 or 75 for a half day, which is 4 hours, and we also do full day as well.
And I have to ask, because it intrigues me, how much does it cost to rent one of those nice mountain bikes if you have any of those for rent?
30 per hour.
I'm not surprised.
And we do.
Is there a market out there for used e-bikes, and do you help facilitate that? Are you only dealing in new bikes?
We do sell off our rental fleet, and then we also will help put owners' bikes on consignment so that they can upgrade to new bikes. Our rental fleet goes pretty much once every 2 seasons. So we get about a year use out of them, and then we'll sell them off.
Gotcha.
And again, going back to our earlier segment, because I can't resist, one of the things about creating brand loyalty is a service. And I know in your other store, I purchased a bike from you a couple of years ago. And one of the things that's always been notable to me is that when I have an issue and I come by the store, the people in the store are interested in figuring out what happened and why, and then finding out a way to solve the problem. You do seem to have created some empathy with your staff, which I think is an important value. How do you do that?
So for us, it's really important that our customers are happy. That's our main goal all the time. So if there's an issue, we're going to figure it out. We're going to fix it. Doesn't matter if it was a warranty issue that just happened to come with a bike, or if it's something you did to completely trash the bike. It happens sometimes.
Really?
People share them. They fall over. Things happen. But we want to do everything we can to get it back to tip-top shape for you, because we know how much our customers enjoy their bikes.
Do you do clinics that teach people how to use the bikes?
We don't do clinics, but anytime someone comes in, you can do a free demo. We're going to explain to you. Every renter that goes out gets a full demonstration. We make sure you're comfortable. We make sure you're on the bike you want to be on before we set you out.
And Nicole, how did you get into this business?
I actually took it over from my family who started it. And when I moved here, I took it over and tried to educate people on why it's important to use an e-bike. People weren't really getting it. We're a very fit, active town, and people kind of said, we don't need that. Why would we need the help? So we taught them that it gets people back out together. It gets a whole family riding back up the hills that they can't quite make up with their kids lagging behind. People out with injuries, and then people who used to ride that just couldn't anymore can now get back out there. So people are starting to understand why there are benefits of an e-bike, as well as you can do your regular biking still, but you can get out of your car, and instead of paying for parking or being a part of the traffic issue, you ride your bike around. You can go on date night, do all of those things without spending money on gas.
Those are key selling points, I think, in this town in particular.
Just out of curiosity, as e-bikes have sort of increased in popularity, are you seeing any sort of issues of theft? Are people, are these getting stolen?
Not as much in Park City. Mm. There are many areas where I would say yes, but even in Park City, I recommend always locking them up and keeping an eye on them. It's not, the batteries are locked in, so they can't really steal part by part, but if you leave, you know, $1,000 to a $6,000 bike outside and people see that it has a motor, they're gone. It doesn't take long to take it, so definitely lock them up.
And register the serial number with the police department, too. Yep. That's always a big theft deterrent. Well, it helps retrieve your property if it's stolen. So when you said the battery's locked in, so if I lock up my bike and then I go walk around town, no one can walk up to that bike and take the battery off of it.
Correct. The only way that battery's coming off is if you leave your key in the keyhole.
Well, I don't want to end on the downer about people stealing bikes. Nicole, tell us something really positive and great about e-bikes, and we'll end on a happy note.
So e-bikes are just helping people get back out there, experience fun, and have a good time with family and friends. So we rent and we sell and we service.
Okay. Nicole Feinberg, Wasatch E-Bike and Pedego here, right?
Yep.
Thank you for being with us
this
morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Nicole.